So now we come to the portion of the interview where we have our Music Radar questions from readers.
Okay.
And let's see here. J5 Bigsby says, "Hi, John. My question is, what distortion and amp are you using for your Tele and your DVD?"
I am using a Marshall Mode 4, and I'm just using a Super Overdrive, a Boss Super Overdrive, a tuner, a Boss tuner, and a noise suppressor. Very, very simple rig. I don't like to have a lot of effects, so I'd like to kind of like try to keep it as minimal as possible. So that's what I'm using on the DVD.
A reader named Lizard says, "I was checking out your official page. I see you're pretty busy on touring clinics around the U.S. Would you plan some clinics in Europe?"
Actually, I really need to go to Europe and do clinics. I'm thinking of maybe going to do shows in overseas. So, yes, I'm definitely going to get over there sometime, and really excited to meet everybody and, you know, come up and say hi.
A reader named Googly Moogly says, "I'm really looking forward to Requiem. I've been playing guitar for 2 years now, and I'm thinking about starting a band, but the guitar I have is a load of crap. I would love to cover the guitar in lighter fluid, set it on fire, and throw it over a cliff. Do you think you could help me out and get me a better guitar?"
Well, it's funny, because during the clinics, what I'm going to be promoting, they have these guitars made by Fender called Squire, and that's one of the things I'm going to be talking about. You don't have to have a, you know, $1,000 guitar to play good. You know, these are $200 guitars, and I'm going to pick one up and play, you know, my songs with it. And, you know, that is what I'm going to be, going to be doing on the clinics. You don't, and this is a $200 guitar. You can't even get a nice, you can't even go to a nice dinner for under, you know, $200. So,
let's see here. Amy Grail says, "What are your ordinary days schedule when you're on tour and when you're not?"
That's a good question. I usually, you know, wake up on my own. I don't have, you know, I try to get as much sleep as possible, which is very important to me. I just like to feel good and things like that. So the way I do that is I get sleep, and then I'll get up, play guitar. I usually have little routines. I'll, like, you know, just try to learn something, practice it, write. I just love to play guitar as much as I can before we have our bus call at probably, you know, 3 o'clock or something like that. We go to the venue, sound check, and then we have probably about, you know, 3 hours before we hit the stage. And so I usually just play and hang out with the guys up until then. So there's a lot of guitar playing in that time.
A reader named Kiefer says, "You've worked with both Satriani and Vai in the past. Have you ever discussed a G3 tour?"
I would love to do a G3 tour. And the reason I don't, because Vi and Joe are really, you know, they're really good friends of mine, and I just really respect them a lot. I try to follow everything they do in their lives, because they've done it, you know, and it's so funny, like, when your parents say, don't do that or don't do this, because I've done this, you know, I know what to do. I know, you know, and the kids are usually like, yeah, you don't know. But, like, I look at Vi and Joe Satriani that way because they've done it. I try to, like, really, whenever they talk to me, I listen so much and try to take in as much information as possible. So I really respect them. But, yeah, I would love to do a G3 one time. But, you know, I've been so busy with Zombie and stuff like that. Which I'm very fortunate to be busy. So, you know, maybe 1 year, yeah, we would do it. I think it'd be great.
Chip Wild says, "What effects did you use on Vertigo? There's a lot of crazy sounds on that record. And also, any advice for playing out of the box?"
I always play out of the box. That's, you know, what I love to do. And the effects I used, I've used a Electro Harmonix-based microsynthesizer on Vertigo, and I also used a Boss analog delay. And so, you know, I like using those kind of things on Vertigo. There was also some cool, crazy chorus stuff, and you know, things like that. I just, you know, loved messing around with effects. And you know, the next record I didn't use as many effects, and then Devil Knows My Name I didn't use hardly any. So it was a good it was a good mixture. So I like to play with effects sometimes, but not all the time.
Freck89 says, what do you prefer playing, being in a band or doing your solo stuff?
Well, if I had a choice, I would definitely do both. You know, I would definitely want to do both. And so, you know, that's what I'd like, you know, just to have the ability to do, you know, a band and the instrumental thing, because you have the best of both worlds.
A reader named Fairy asks, not a guitar question, but what is true love?
Oh, boy. You know, I think true love is just being happy in life and you know, being able to appreciate certain things and things like that. You know, I think, like, being able to play guitar and being able to, you know, be with my, you know, girlfriend and just, you know, enjoy life. I think that's true love to me, you know?
Well, John Five, thank you very much for spending some time with me.
Great, thank you.
This is Joe Basso for Music Radar, the place for music makers. I've been speaking with John Five. And again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.